This is Jay Sekulow. Anti-Christian bigotry on full display at the U.S. Senate.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years in this country.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I can't tell you how many nominees have been before us in this panel for the bench, and virtually all say the same. I'm following the precedent. I'm following the law. I'm following the Constitution. Don't worry a thing about who I am, how I was raised, what my religion is, what my life experiences have been. Put it all aside. I don't believe that for a second.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
We talk about anti-Christian bigotry. That's what I'm going to call it, because that's exactly what it is, on full display at the United States Senate. And I mean, this is horrific. This is you've got a judicial nominee, two of them actually, but you've got Amy Barrett. She's the president's nominee to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. She is a Notre Dame law professor, very well known. She clerked for Judge Lauren Silberman of the D.C. Circuit. She also was a clerk for Antonin Scalia. She's a former associate with a major firm, Miller Cassidy. She's a former visiting professor at George Washington University School of Law, former visiting associate professor of law at the University of Virginia, and she's Catholic. Well, that created a problem. And the problem that that created was that members of the United States Senate during her confirmation proceedings attacked her faith, her dogma. Let's go ahead and play what Dianne Feinstein had to say about it.
When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years in this country.
The dogma lives loudly within you, said, what, Obi-Wan Kenobi? I mean, what said Dianne Feinstein. Yeah. The evil is of your words, though, senators, live within you. Mm. And they live loudly also. And you owe an apology to the American people. But you owe an apology, Senator Feinstein, Senator Durbin, to the nominee, Amy Barrett, because this is unacceptable in the United States of America. We have a constitutional provision that says there's no religious oath test for office in the United States. It's part of the Constitution. But could you imagine if this was a nominee that was Islamic and a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee said, your Islamic dogma lives loudly within you? What the reaction? The world, oh, this would be, you know, Islamophobia. But where's the left talking about this one? Where's the outrage on this one? I want to get your reaction to all of this at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Your dogma lives loudly within you. The words of Senator Dianne Feinstein.
To me, this is...
to a nominee to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
This is playing right up to what angry atheists want from these senators. Even if some of these senators themselves claim to have some religious faith, the idea, and this happens a lot on the left, plenty of Catholics, those in the Jewish faith as well, who completely ignore the tenets of their actual religious faith they say they ascribe to, and then mock others because of similar faiths and backgrounds because they actually believe in their faiths. And if we live in a country where you get harangued by a Democrat senator because you believe in your faith and you're called dogmatic, then we live in a country where religion, unfortunately, and religious freedom is still under attack, and that's not acceptable in 2017 when we're battling the enemies of religious freedom on the battlefield in places like Syria and Iraq.
That's a very, very well put. All right, we're going to take your calls and comments. We come back from the break. We're going to get into this and show you exactly what it is. Our prayers for the people of the islands of the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Miami, all the way up to Florida, even into Georgia. Hurricane looks like just a massive storm coming up the East Coast. All right, Logan, let's get people involved.
Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, but phone lines are jammed right now. Clearly a topic people want to speak about, but lines will open up again, 1-800-684-3110, or find us broadcasting live video on Facebook, Periscope, or Twitter, or ACLJ.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. So if you're just joining us, here's what we've got. Two nominees were being evaluated during their Senate judiciary confirmation hearings. One is a very well-known law professor, Amy Barrett. She is the president's nominee to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, very prestigious appellate court. She's a Notre Dame law professor. She clerked for Judge Silberman, who I've appeared before. She clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia before, who I appeared before for three decades. She was an associate in a major firm in Washington, D.C. She was also a visiting professor at George Washington University, a visiting professor at the University of Virginia, and she's a devout Roman Catholic. And then you had members of the Senate Judiciary Committee question her integrity because of her faith. As Jordan just said, in 2017, questioned her integrity because of her faith. Now, we've already played Dianne Feinstein's statement about this, her speeches. Let's go ahead and play Dick Durbin's statement about her as well.
I can't tell you how many nominees have been before us in this panel for the bench, and virtually all say the same. I'm following the precedent. I'm following the law. I'm following the Constitution. Don't worry a thing about who I am, how I was raised, what my religion is, what my life experiences have been. Put it all aside. I don't believe that for a second. I don't think cases reach your level, at circuit level, that are that clear. Maybe some are, but few. You're really called on to judge cases that are a close call.
So why don't you just put up a sign, Dick Durbin, who happens to be Catholic, and say, you know, Orthodox Catholics, traditional Catholics, conservative Catholics need not apply to be a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. Why don't you just do that? Because that's what you're saying with that statement. I mean, could you imagine if it was any other faith group, how that would be going over right now? You're an Orthodox Jew. We're afraid that's going to impact how you're going to judge in a case. You're a devout Muslim, so we are afraid your dogma is going to go here. Well, what would happen, by the way, if they were to say that about the Islamic community? Could you imagine?
Or
the reaction?
Or a Hindu?
Yeah. Or Buddhist?
I mean, people who are known for, if they have that faith, that are
it's
usually
part of their life?
Very much part of their life, whether they're, you know, again, you're talking about getting into the world of extremists, that's something different, but everyday American Muslim went to, you know, good law schools. Clerk for a Justice Supreme Court. Do you think they'd ever talk about the Quran and call that dogmatic? No, because you know what would happen to them? I mean, there'd be like fatwas issues against these U.S. senators because of these commentary. And I think we'd all be outraged.
But they think they
same
can
for
get,
a Buddhist,
here they think they
same
can
for
get
a
away with it, though.
Yes,
yeah,
because
they think they can get away with it.
It's a Catholic who
so it's
is living out strongly their Catholic faith, which is unfortunately for that church, has been less and less in America. There's been this kind of backlash against actually being in a Catholic, as some of these members of Congress aren't even allowed to, who call themselves Catholic, aren't allowed to take communion because of their stances on abortion. But this was not an abortion issue, interesting enough. This was a judge she's not a judge yet, but she was asked a hypothetical about that if a death penalty case arose in the federal system, and she said during the sentencing it would be appropriate for someone who held her Catholic faith, the death sentence, death penalty was wrong, to recuse herself in sentencing phase.
Why, by the way, is that some iron, like, unbelievable state? Why is that not just rather unremarkable?
That's not dogmatic.
But you know, this idea, here's what they want you to do. They want to make fun of you because you're a Catholic or a Christian. In this case, this is a devout Catholic who is a Christian, and they think they can get away with it. But they're not going to get away with it because you, the American people, are not going to let them get away with it. All right, I know phone lines are jammed is an understatement. Yep. Comments are pouring in as well.
Yeah, let's go to line one. Let's go to Terry in Bend, Oregon.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The comment I really had was about Dianne Feinstein and them, you know, typical of what we're heading into with the end times, you know, and the left is getting farther, farther left. And I think it's time for Christians, all of us, to stand up and start fighting back, you know, for the gospel of Christ in a godly way, but not in an ungodly way. And that we need to start pushing back. And until we start doing that, nothing will change.
But you need to hear, Terry, and I'm going to play this for everybody, what Dianne Feinstein actually said. And I'm going to play first bite number three. Take a listen.
I listened to your answers to Senator Grassley's question, and it leaves me a bit puzzled because you have a long history of believing that your religious beliefs should prevail.
And that disqualifies you from being a judge that can faithfully execute the laws as equal justice under the law? I mean, really? Dianne Feinstein, you know a little bit better than that, or maybe not, because here's bite two.
You are controversial. Let's start with that. You're controversial because many of us that have lived our lives as women really recognize the value of finally being able to control our reproductive systems. And Roe entered into that, obviously.
So now if you're a Catholic and a Christian
pro-life,
you can't be a judge. Because if you think Roe versus Wade was wrongly decided, or that the respect for human life should take a priority, you're no longer able to be a judge. But you know what? The American people don't buy that for a minute. That's why you got to fight for these judicial nominees, and that's why Stan Bennett's on Capitol Hill right now on other matters, but it'll be on top of this. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110.
And why having those rules, not requiring those supermajorities? You know, technically you can bypass the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is just words. Obviously, sometimes things arise.
By the way, they're going to do the way they're going to do the hearings, bypass them.
I'd say bypass for these and just go right to the floor, because guess what all you need? Majority vote.
Yep.
That's easy on these nominees. This is an easy vote for Republicans.
She's
confirmed. One that could actually, absolutely will be confirmed. But it is.
But don't let them get away with this.
Dianne Feinstein is one of the most senior members of the U.S. Senate, is fairly respected.
Yep.
Okay,
issue an apology.
It is sick that those kind of words flew so eloquently from her mouth about calling someone using the word dogma, which is a whistle-blowing word. It's a dog whistle kind of word, and especially to the left. And she used it in the case of someone who opposed, the death penalty, which is, what do you think the majority of people politically, if you did a split, the majority of people who oppose the death penalty are on Dianne Feinstein's political leanings, but yet she still will go
Although
to that attack.
Although there are a lot of conservatives that
but she will go to that attack using dogma. These are all dog whistles for abortion.
Yep.
You know that.
Exactly,
you got
what
that.
This is.
I mean, it plays right into that. If you have this such a respect for human life, whether it's the death penalty or unborn child, you know, you are radical. You are outside the mainstream. And the truth is, it's Dianne Feinstein and these liberal nuts who are outside the mainstream, and she represents a lot of them in California.
Yeah, I'm going to play Senator Durbin's, but I think I'll say that for the next segment. Logan, let's grab a caller comment.
Yeah, Rose actually said on Facebook, what can we do to stop this anti-Christian bigotry in the Senate?
Confirm the judges. I mean, it's that simple. So this judge will get confirmed, as Jordan said. And, I think we should demand an apology from the senators that did this, because what they did affects, by the way, any people of faith, whatever your faith may be, Baptist, Catholic, Lutheran, Jewish, Reform Jewish, conservative, Orthodox, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, anybody should be offended by this. This was an offensive line of questioning, only made worse by Senator Durbin, which I'll play in the next segment of the broadcast. But what do you do? How do you win? Get him confirmed. And that judge, Amy Barrett, will be serving on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. And that's the way it should be, because this is, frankly,
and
utter
nonsense. Feinstein, as long as she's there, we'll just keep sitting there, I guess, calling people dogmatic. I think she should apologize. Yes, what can you do about it? You call them out. You know, this is not going to be the number one news story when you got the hurricane.
I know.
And you've got government funding. But we're able to bring you stories and specialize in them because we've got a government affairs operation, because we're of our legal background, the legal work that we do. We have to appear before these senators. So let's be quite honest here. Unless she apologizes, she's dogmatic Diane, in my words. That's how we should only refer to her for the rest of her career in the U.S. Senate,
but
regards
who
to any matter. Who uses that terminology?
Who uses this words? The dogma lives loudly within you. I mean, it does sound like something
Someone
from Star
like
Wars.
About,
I mean,
yes, it's like sounds yes. like you're a king, and you're like and it's, about to execute.
I'm not that good on the whole Star Wars thing, but Logan is. So who was the evil empire?
Who is the evil empire?
Yeah.
I mean, how long do you have?
I got 20 seconds.
Well, I mean, I don't think I can get into it in 20 seconds, but I mean, it starts
the emperor,
the chosen one, like, and it goes all the way. It's a long story. Eight movies.
I
at this point.
I know. I've watched it.
You've seen some.
But emperor who says the
like,
dogma
yeah, the
lives loudly
yeah,
within
so
you?
Say Palpatine. The Senator Palpatine.
But who is the one that would have talked like the dogma lives loudly within you?
Yeah, Senator Palpatine.
Yeah,
absolutely. Or Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Well, maybe the Force is with Amy, and I believe the Force is with Amy, and she gets confirmed. All right. No, the good side.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's go ahead.
A little digression.
Very confused.
Okay.
Jennifer is calling California. You're on the air. Oh, we only have 1 minute. Never mind. Sorry, I got caught up in the Star Wars talk. And Jennifer, stay on hold. I'll get you. Everyone is outraged, but you can't do that to me. You can't have me set up for this. I got a lot to say about this topic. I don't get to talk much on this show, but if you're going to bring up Star Wars, I at least get 6 minutes. That's what made my
rule. I'll tell you what, during the break, we're going to give you the entire, you're going to be able to explain the whole thing. All right, we're taking a break.
So if there's a reason to watch Facebook, now you have it.
Yeah, you do have it.
Go on Facebook.com/JSecular or Periscope or Twitter at JSecular.
Everybody should share it with their friends for Logan's exclusive. All right, we'll take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. 800-684-3110. By the way, a couple new documents out on James Comey. We'll get into those when we come back from the break. Those were signed, sent yesterday. A lot of developments on that front happening. We'll take your calls and comments. Get those comments in also so Logan could do that. And don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. I am supposed to be on Sean Hannity's broadcast this evening, but with the hurricane, you know, everything's still kind of up in the air, but we will see. And again, our thoughts and prayers reaching out to the folks in Florida and looks like Georgia as well. And with the Caribbean and Cuba. Tough situation. Back with more.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
All right, so I got corrected during the break. So it was Yoda who I was... So Dianne Feinstein says, the dogma lives loudly within you. And this is about a Catholic pro-life judge, about to be judge, and will be a judge. And I said, who could this possibly... Sounds like a Star Wars thing. And then
I
was correct.
It's more of a Vader type thing. It sounds like the dogma lives loudly in you. Like, I feel like that's something that he'd
but
say.
Jordan said no.
He says Yoda.
It could be Yoda. We've said it how?
I mean, it would be like, lives loudly within you, the dogma does.
Well, you know
it
what?
It does.
Let me get it and make it a little bit more complicated for Senator
Who
Feinstein.
Who says these things?
Who does say these things? The dogma lives loudly within you. I emailed Will, I think it was last night, at 11 o'clock at night. I saw that and I said, the dogma lives, who would say this in 2017? The dogma lives loudly within you about someone's faith. So Dick Durbin would say something like that, because here's what he said, number 11.
Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Catholic?
I am a Catholic, Senator Durbin. I don't, Orthodox Catholic, we kind of, as I said in that article, we just kind of use that as a proxy. It is not, to my knowledge, you know, a term currently in use, but if you're asking whether I take my faith seriously and I'm a faithful Catholic, I am, although I would stress that my personal church affiliation or my religious belief would not bear on the discharge of my duties as a judge.
So I want to be Senator Durbin for a moment here and put some other nominee up. Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Jew? Do you consider yourself a Orthodox Hindu?
Christian.
Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Christian? Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Buddhist? Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Muslim or a Sunni Muslim or whatever you want to call it? And you think, go ahead, and that's and making fun of their faith. The dogma lives loudly within you. So I'm harping on this because I want you to know what's going on in the United States Senate. By the way, this judge, judicial nominee, you know what she's going to be in about 6 weeks? Judge Barrett. That's what's going to happen. She will be a sitting court judge. But this is what the United States Senate thinks they can get away with, and that's why they are hurting themselves every moment. You want to go ahead and take some calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
Yeah, Jennifer has an interesting question from a point of view that maybe we aren't talking about. Let's go to Jennifer in California online, too. Thanks for holding. You're on
the air. Jennifer.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I'm commenting because as I listen to Feinstein, I want to let you know I was adopted as an infant, and I am so incredibly grateful that in 1965, February, when I was born, the woman who chose to give me life wasn't subjected to the option of the legal R.V. Wade. When I hear Feinstein, I think, oh my gosh, we are in a situation where we've got to pray. And I'm glad you're saying that Barrett will be, you know, confirmed.
Yep.
Because we believe that we are under attack by the liberal left side just because of one issue that women have reduced to choice, which it's also life. So I'm so grateful for your stance and what you guys do.
Well, first of all, this is a great judicial nominee by the president. And I think President Trump's judicial selections have been fantastic. Not the least of which, of course, was Judge Gorsuch to the Supreme Court of the United States. But I think that the nomination of Judge Barrett is also a great nominee. Well-qualified, clerk for Scalia, clerk for Silberman, law professor from an esteemed law school, the University of Notre Dame. And you have now this attack on her faith. And I'm just telling you, in 2017, it should never be allowed in the United States of America, period. But we're going to point it out when it happens because we think it's an outrage. And look, the judges matter. We've said that over and over again. We'll say it again. Judges matter. But she will be confirmed as a judge to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, period. All right.
All right. You want to hit another call?
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Keith in Seattle. You're on the online four.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And yeah, I just got to say, dogma, by definition, is not restricted to religious authority. So whenever Feinstein talks about Roe v. Wade or any other issue, she's an Orthodox hypocrite. That's all I got.
Well, remember what we say about the pro-abortion left, the people who carry their weight. This is actually their religion. We say they worship at the altar of abortion. So you're exactly right, Keith. Since dogma is not just purely religious, it's that kind of faith in something, belief in something, And you notice that the judicial nominee here was very careful in how they responded and respectful. And they were not going around saying, yeah, dogma, dog, because it's not a word you use loosely. In fact, it's almost, and I don't want to say this completely, because in the religious sense, like inside your church, whether it's a Catholic church, Orthodox church, or a Protestant, whatever, or other religious communities, dogma and that terminology can be used correctly inside the setting of religion and of a faith. But outside the setting, I think using that term against someone, calling someone dogmatic, is only a negative. You know, that's only a negative. That's a thing you call against someone that you believe has such beliefs that are so strong, and you disagree with those beliefs, and that there's nothing this person can do to get rid of those bad beliefs. So yep. They're a bad person. You know, and it is again very dangerous to have U.S. senators. I think they know. Listen, they can't stop these nominees with the way the rules have been changed by Harry Reid.
So they try to make fun of them.
So they try to mock them. And thankfully, not a lot of attention on it. I think that's good for this nominee. But the truth is that we've got to expose this, because then you see Dianne Feinstein. She's old. You know, she's been there a long time. She tries to act reasonable. These are deep down. These are radical leftists, not much different than the people protesting in like the states she represents in California. Yep. She speaks their language.
All right. So the co-author of an article with Professor Barrett is John H. Garvey. He was a former Notre Dame law professor. He's now the president of Catholic University. He writes in an op-ed today, "I never thought I'd see the day when a coalition of left-wing groups attacked a Republican judicial nominee for opposing the death penalty."
Yeah.
I mean, think about that for a minute. Mm. That's how hypocritical they are. It says, even more amazing is that these groups adopt, the Alliance for Justice adopts the loopy position that a judge who complies with recusal obligation is placing himself, quote, at odds with the very essence of the judicial oath. This is nonsense. By the way, also, as our friend Ed Whalen points out from Ethics and Public Policy, President Trump has also nominated someone I've worked with before, Greg Katsas, who's currently in the White House Counsel's Office as a judge to the D.C. Circuit. So these judicial nominees are just world-class. And Judge Barrett's going to get confirmed. But it shows you the nature of the hostility. I'm pointing it out because I'm really, like I'm saying, last night, about 11 o'clock at night, I guess, about 11 o'clock, I was coming in from Manhattan, and I started sending out a text to our team saying I want to get into this in great detail on the broadcast today. We're coming back from the break, by the way. We'll be joined by Harry Hutchison and Andy Economo. Harry, of course, heads up our policy. Andy, former U.S. attorney, senior counsel of the ACLJ. They'll be coming up in the last two segments of the broadcast. All right, Logan, we're getting ready to go to a break. People may not get the full hour of the broadcast. I am happy to say, though, that most stations are carrying the hour.
That's right. Most of you get an hour, but if you want to switch it up, or if you, for some reason, you're in a station that don't, after the show, you should call and tell them to carry the full hour.
Yes.
But regardless, you can find us broadcasting live the whole hour, video and audio. You get to watch us as well as listen to us. We have a television studio right here, and you can find that online. That's at aclj.org or social media. You can find us broadcasting live on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/jseculo. You get your comments in that way, and someone on our team reads those comments, as well as on Periscope or Twitter at jseculo. You can find us there. Or later on, archived on the ACLJ app, available in the App Store if you have an iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, or available in the Roku channel marketplace. Just look for the ACLJ channel and subscribe to the Jay Sekulow podcast if you want this show each and every day to your smartphone or however you get your podcast.
So, fired FBI Director James Comey's now been fully exposed on his pre-judgment on the Hillary Clinton matter. He leaked privileged, potentially classified information, and even if it's not classified, it was conversations he had with the President of the United States, so I would assume that would be classified right there. We think action has to be taken. We have now filed a FOIA request. We're going to talk about those when we come back from the break. We got a lot more to talk about. We'll take your calls, too, at 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you. Support the work of the ACLJ. Easy to do it at aclj.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
back to the broadcast, everyone. So I got a little bit outraged with a couple senators that on the Judiciary Committee because two great nominees were up, but Amy Barrett and Joan Larson. Larson serves on the Michigan Supreme Court. She's a justice there. She worked for President Bush. She was a professor at the University of Michigan Law School, another very prestigious school. She was nominated to the Sixth Circuit. Judge Amy Barrett, Professor Amy Barrett, has been nominated to the Seventh Circuit. She was, again, President Trump's nominee, law professor from Notre Dame Law School, clerk for a very famous, who was at the time Chief Judge, Lawrence Silberman. I've appeared before Judge Silberman. Clerk for Antonin Scalia, appeared before him for 33 decades. An associate at Miller Cassidy, which is a great firm in Washington, D.C. She was a visiting professor at the George Washington University School of Law, part of the prestigious George Washington University, former visiting associate professor of law at the University of Virginia. These are top law schools. And she's Roman Catholic. Why do I bring up she's Roman Catholic? Because so did Dianne Feinstein. Here's what Dianne Feinstein had to say about
when
her, quote, dogma.
Your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years in this country.
By the way, so all that's code words for you're a conservative Catholic, it must mean you're pro-life, therefore you're disqualified. But she does, but she says it's the religious dogma. And so does her friend, Senator Durbin, who makes fun of her Orthodox Catholicism. In the United States of America, in the United States Senate, in the year 2017, that's what they're picking on. Not is she well-qualified or ranked highly by the American Bar Association. Is she a well-known academic? Is she qualified to be a judge? No. She's not qualified in Judge Feinstein's manner because, why? She's a conservative Christian, happens to be a Catholic, happens to be devout, happens to be pro-life, happens to oppose the death penalty, which for the left, that used to be okay, which now it's not anymore, by the way. You realize what they're doing. As conservatives started adopting a concern with the death penalty, and a lot of conservatives have, now the left doesn't want to be so pro anti-death penalty anymore. Yeah. Why? Because they're thinking the conservatives have co-opted? Maybe it's because conservatives had concerns within the system of how it was being administered, because that's why we're conservatives. But that should not be a disqualifier from being a judge. Sorry that you're a devout Catholic. You think I'm kidding you? Here's Senator Dick Durbin.
Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Catholic?
I am a Catholic, Senator Durbin. Orthodox Catholic, we kind of, as I said in that article, we just kind of use that as a proxy.
Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Catholic, Professor Barrett? Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Jew, Professor Barrett? Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Hindu, an Orthodox Buddhist, an Orthodox, I mean, give me a break.
The one they probably wouldn't ask is Muslim.
You
know what they'd be there is praising their Muslimness.
Yes.
Even though likely at their mosque, they say things that are questionable, let's say, at many mosques around our country, maybe not illegal, but questionable in light of the principles we support in the United States. Having debates about death penalty. By the way, I wanted to note to everybody, she did not say I would not allow a death penalty sentence to move forward. She said, which a lot of times these nominees will not even go this far, she said, just to be clear to everybody, I'll recuse myself in that situation. So you're going to get your death penalty. I'm just not going to be the one that orders it out. And we're talking about a Fifth Circuit. There's going to be
seventh.
How many do they have ready to go in their place if it is a death penalty situation?
Usually,
which is rare.
It's like 15 or 21. I mean,
very
it's a lot
rare
of,
because yeah. We're talking about the federal system here.
Yeah. So, I mean, and those are not most of the cases. So this was nonsense. This was anti-religious bigotry. That's what it is. That's what we called it. We do not have time for a call in this segment, but we're going to be joined by two of our lawyers, and then we will take calls while they're on as well.
That's right. Right. And phone lines are completely jammed, so sorry. Get your comments in if you want.
Yep.
We do have a comment from Linda said Feinstein should not be able to allowed to act like this.
She should apologize.
Donald said she needs to resign. So people are going pretty hardcore about this.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. Professor Barrett, in a couple weeks, will be Judge Barrett on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
Lifetime appointment.
Take that, Dianne Feinstein. We'll be back with more in a few moments. Don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ so we can fight for these judges. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We encourage you to do that right away. And again, we'll take more of your calls and comments. We come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. Our thoughts and prayers with the people now of the Caribbean, Cuba, Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, as the new storm is making its headway. Irma, back with more in a moment.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Six in the United States Constitution, the senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of the several state legislatures and all executive and judicial officers both of the United States and of the several states shall be bound by an oath of affirmation to support this Constitution, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust in the United States. Unless, of course, you're in this case, a Catholic nominee to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. And these judges think you can do it. I just read your Article 6. This actually came up in the hearings yesterday, came up by Senator Ben Sasse. Here's his question. Listen to Judge Barrett's answer.
Can you explain for non-experts what the religious test clause is and why it's such an important structural feature of the Constitution?
The religious test clause, as I understand it, prohibits the imposition of any kind of religious test as a qualification for serving an office.
There you have it. Great question by Senator Sasse. Great answer by the professor to be judged in a couple of weeks. And the Senate Judiciary Committee members that did this religious inquisition, which is what it was, owe her an apology. I know people will start tweeting, you know, I can imagine what's going to be, people are going to be saying now. Jay Sekulow said that, yeah, I think they owe her an apology. Who treats people like this? And really what they were saying was, well, you may be pro-life, but you're also opposed to the death penalty, and now all of a sudden they're worried about that. Okay, that shows you the dual nature of all this. It's political hypocrisy and religious intolerance at its worst, Jordan.
No, I mean, I believe this shows the worst of American politics. This was not on a campaign trail. This was not to get voters going. This was face-to-face with the nominee with all the credentials to be on the 7th. So they will be there.
Yep.
I mean, a Supreme Court clerk, a law professor at a top American law school, has been assistant law professor to other top American law schools. And this issue that arose, though, of course, it had the undertones of abortion. Dick Durbin brought that out more directly. This issue was specifically called, she was called dogmatic because she opposed the death penalty. Now, you would think the left would be jumping up and down to have a Republican nominee who didn't support the death penalty. It doesn't come up a lot in the federal court systems because it has to be a federal crime that carries death penalty. But it does sometimes with terror and those kind of cases, the law enforcement officials that are killed in their line of duty. But it's very rare.
It was just to get at,
you can't be a really religious person. And when I say really, I mean someone who actually follows the tenets of their faith and of those and their priest or their pastor and of their specific denomination that they choose. You can't be a religious person in America in 2017 and be a judge. This is very troubling. And it speaks that bigger picture. It doesn't even matter what you believe, if they like it or not. She probably likes it. She doesn't like the death penalty. But the fact that you base that belief not on just not liking the death penalty on some other academic reasons, but because of your faith.
Yeah. So the dogma lives loudly within you, said Senator Feinstein Harry to Professor Barrett. Now, you were a law professor. You still are a law professor. This treatment, how do you view it?
Well, Jay, I think the question becomes whether Senator Feinstein and the left-wing advocacy groups have renewed their love affair with religious bigotry and religious hostility, particularly toward Catholic judges. And my reading of the testimony and my reading of the questions from Senator Feinstein suggest one thing very, very clearly. Proof that left-wing bigotry lives loudly within Senator Feinstein.
So,
and
Andy,
so she essentially opposes Professor Barrett's pro-life position, and then she also opposes Professor Barrett's anti-death penalty position, not because it's incorrect necessarily, but because, as Jordan correctly points out, it's based on religious faith.
So, Andy, you're a Orthodox Christian.
Yes.
Greek Orthodox. So can you imagine? I mean, well, you can't imagine because it just happened. So I'm saying that Dianne Feinstein and Dick Durbin owe an apology to the American people. But the real issue is going to be here is this professor is going to be a judge in about 4 to 6 weeks.
That's right. It doesn't matter what Durbin and Feinstein think. And their religious animus and their hostility to religion so upset me, I can't tell you. Because I thought, you know, the liberal left, supposedly enlightened and progressive, has basically gone back to the Inquisition techniques and the religious tests that is absolutely condemned by the Constitution of the United States. Here we've got a religious animus against Catholics. Why don't you do it against Greek Orthodox as well? I believe in the creed of Nicaea that was formulated in the 4th century. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible. Does that, because I believe in it,
the dogma lives deeply and loudly within you.
It lives within me.
Yeah.
And I'm proud that it lives within me. But that doesn't mean that I can't decide a case based on the law and the fact. Yeah, well, as it appears before me.
According to Dick Durbin and Dianne Feinstein, it does. All right, Logan, let's go. We got to take some calls.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just go in order. Let's go to Robin, who's calling on line one. She'll be about 25 minutes.
Hi, Robin. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. It's an honor to talk to you. I just wanted to let you know I did call Senator Feinstein's office and voice my displeasure.
Okay. Hey, Robin, I hate to do this to you, but you got some really rough wind noise, but I think we understand what you were saying. I'm sorry, I know you had to wait that long.
And she said she's contacted the offices. Look, I think that's important. And I think urging an apology is important.
It's not out of nowhere. These senators oftentimes, they may have been reading this right from a staff person who prepared it, and not even, I'm not going to give them that much credit. They don't know what they're about to say. You see that word and you keep repeating it, it's up. It's on you. And she didn't say she misspoke or anything like that. But they do issue apologies. Now, this is kind of, I don't want to say perfect storm is also not a great analogy to use right now because of the storm with Irma and people still in Houston still reeling from the storm and people in the Caribbean are reeling from it. But when you do this undercover of all of this happening, it sometimes doesn't get attention. We're making sure that this judge is getting the attention, this nominee is getting the attention she deserves for the mistreatment she received. At the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, and we all should demand an apology. And I think we could actually get an apology from someone like Senator Feinstein.
Yeah. I would hope that be the case. All right, let's take another call, 1-800-684-3110.
All right, let's go to Jamie in Oklahoma.
Hi, Jamie. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Okay, get ready. I'm hot, and I am bothered. First, may I please say, Professor Hutchison, I admire you tremendously, and oh, how I wish we had more professors like you in our universities teaching our students. Okay, Jay, get ready.
Okay.
The far left Feinstein basically called all Christians unfit to serve our country and calling nominee Barrett a liar, saying she would not do her duties as a Seventh Circuit. Now, Republicans, moderate Democrats, and independents need to continue to vote and fight these people out like we did in November the 8th. And this is a slap in the face to Judge Scalia.
Well, no, look, she clerked for Judge Scalia. It's a slap in the face to the American people. It's a slap in the face to people of American of faith. But let me tell you what it's going to be. is going to be a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. So guess what happens in this? We win. She gets confirmed. So that's what happens.
Interesting enough, because of the rule change by Harry Reid, these do not get much attention anymore because these nominees go right through. Usually they get attention if they're not like conservative enough right now. But they don't get a lot of attention because all you have to do is get a majority vote, no filibuster. That was done by Democrats. So they're using this to just beat up on anybody conservative. And look, they're all saying who could, out of this group they're looking at, who could be potentially the next Supreme Court pick. Because once you make it to that circuit court level, and if you're on the younger side, you definitely are in the running. I mean, there's a lot of people in the running. So they're looking, okay, let me take some shots at you now so it's been on the record.
That's exactly what this is.
This is all a long game, not a short game.
No, they do think in a long-term way, Harry. I mean, that's kind of the modus operandi is to think long-term. But they, I mean, my view of this whole little series, I mean, we're probably giving it more airtime than anybody in the country, but I'm obviously it's within what we do. But this idea that you could do this should ring hollow as a, in other words, the idea that Feinstein and Durbin thought this was okay to even have this line of questioning, to me, raises a whole host of issues.
Absolutely. So if you think about it, the attack on Professor Barrett is intellectually dishonest. On one hand, the left-wingers are claiming that Professor Barrett cannot judge consistent with the Constitution because of her religious faith. In reality, the attack on Professor Barrett is unconstitutional, and it violates the Constitution on its face.
Yep, Article 6. I read it because I wanted you to see it. All right, we're taking more of your calls. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Lisa in Detroit. You're on the air, line 6.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I also called Dianne Feinstein's office and told them that I was a proud Local 58 union family member from Detroit, Michigan.
Yep.
That left the Democrat Party in 2016 precisely because of the Democrats turning against Catholics and Christians and also totally going away from the working class and being more concerned with their corporate, you know, donors. And then I also told her I'm old enough to remember that certain groups did the same thing to JFK because he was Catholic, and that certainly did backfire.
Well, I think this is what Andy was saying earlier, and that is, and again, Liz, first of all, Lisa, thank you for making the call. People, I'm going to encourage you to call Dianne Feinstein's office. Call Dick Durbin's office. Be polite, be courteous, but call. We'll get back. I've got a question for Andy I'll ask during the break. We'll take more of your calls when we come back from the break. Phone a couple lines open.
Yep, 1-800-684-3110. This is the time to get your voice heard. Phone lines just completely jammed up. They'll clear out as we go through the screening process. So 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about this religious bias that came out of Senator Feinstein and Senator Durbin's mouths during the confirmation hearing, if you want to call it that, for Amy Barrett. It was more like an inquisition of your faith, like a theology exam. She will be confirmed, by the way, as a judge, despite Feinstein's and Durbin's outrageous comments. They should apologize to her. They should apologize to the American people. But Andy, you said something during the break that I want you to repeat here for our full, our Facebook and Periscope audience heard it, but I think it's important because you got a situation where Dick Durbin said that I think that you're going to have trouble following precedents, following the law, following the Constitution because of your religious beliefs. How are you going to put it all aside? I don't believe that for a second. I don't think that cases that reach your level, the circuit level, that are that clear, you're going to have to make these kind of calls. How are you going to do that in light of your faith? That's
well,
what he said.
That's what he said, and that's the most ridiculous thing that I thought an enlightened senator in the year 2017 sitting in the United States Senate would say. And as I said, if I subscribe to the beliefs and the dogma, the Roman Catholic dogma espoused by St. Thomas Aquinas or of the Desert Fathers or in the Orthodox Church, of which I am a member, of St. John Chrysostom or St. Basil the Great, and I believe in their teachings.
Or Jesus Christ himself.
Or even worse, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The Messiah, the Son of God, and
right.
I believe that that dogmatically is who he is and what he has come to preach in the salvation of our souls and bodies, then that disqualifies me from being a judge in the United States today. How ridiculous is that? Talk about a litmus test and an acid test, asking a person if his religious beliefs preclude him from judging a case on the law and the facts.
It's unreal. But there it is. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. She will be confirmed. Judge Barrett will be, Professor Barrett will become Judge Barrett. Go ahead, Logan.
Let's go to Linda, who's calling in Joplin, Missouri, line four. You're on the air.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. This is outrageous to me, and I do believe that they owe her an apology.
Yep, they owe the American people an apology, too.
I just wonder if they've ever heard of EEOC or Title VII.
Harry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's an excellent point. But we live in an atmosphere, particularly if you live in a left-wing atmosphere, wherein religious bigotry is acceptable bigotry. And in this particular case, Senator Durbin and Senator Feinstein have distorted Professor Barrett's analysis, along with Professor John Garvey's analysis, simply as a dog whistle to left-wing fundraising groups.
So I was going to ask you that, Jordan, because there's I'm looking at the Committee for Justice, all these groups, the left-wing groups, they're all starting their marches here. This is they're raising money on this, which is, it's a free country. They raise money whenever they want. But this is what this really is.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean,
and you want to just put them through. You want to just get these judges through.
Fill these courts up, because this is the time to do it. Harry Reid got rid of the filibuster when it came to any nominees other than the Supreme Court. Republicans got rid of the filibuster when it comes to the Supreme Court. We don't know when the next vacancy there is. But let me tell you, you look at our circuit courts, there's plenty of vacancies and plenty of good people to fill them. You pick people the right age, right credentials. They may vote against them, but they can't do anything more than that. There's enough Republicans to get these all on the courts. Let's fill up our courts to where we don't have to go on TV when we're on Fox and those channels and say, you know, hey, you may find a district court, maybe always at the district court level, but past that circuit court level, it shouldn't be the fact that all the circuit courts in the country now are basically starting to lean left. We've got lots of vacancies that can start pushing that more towards where it should be, the center, not right or left.
Yeah, but they're supposed to make the decision. I mean, it's not complicated. Conservative judicial philosophy doesn't mean, by the way, you're right. I mean, it's not right, left. It's how do you view the Constitution?
And a lot of different outcomes can come out of that.
Yes, absolutely.
What's the difference between the big tent conservative movement and tiny tent liberal movement?
Yep. All right.
Let's continue on. Let's go to Nicole in Missouri online too. You're on the air.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Can you guys hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay. I'm from Michigan, and I am just floored that Feinstein would have the audacity to even say that. I think it disturbs me more is that you're attacking a person's religion and pro-life, no life. And if it starts in this area of government.
Yep.
I mean, it can trickle down. Now, I was in law enforcement for 25 years. If I could not perform my job because of a belief, they would have pulled me.
Well, right. And here's the question, and this is the question. They're not saying they're actually asserting that she can't perform her tasks because she is a Christian. I mean, Harry, that's how I view it. How do you view it?
Absolutely. So I think the caller is absolutely correct. This particular case involving Professor Barrett essentially is a field test on this particular question. Are there any remaining constraints on mendacity in public life? And if you look at Senator Durbin and Senator Feinstein, I think we have to answer that question in the negative. In essence, you are essentially disqualified from public life if you are a Christian. You perhaps are not disqualified if you are Muslim.
Yeah, maybe the exception.
Certainly, if you are a Christian, increasingly the view is you are disqualified.
So, Jordan, let's talk about the political consequence of this. Is there a political consequence for Durbin or Feinstein? No, there's not.
In their That's home states.
Right.
You could get an apology. They don't like doing that. So if they overspoke and enough people, even in their state, there's plenty of devout Catholics in California and in Illinois, to say the least. So there's plenty of devout Catholics in those states. They could speak up. Other religious people from their states who also believe, whether you are Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, the list goes on and on. If you have what would be considered, quote, dogmatic faith, in their view, that means you actually believe what you read and believe what your preacher preaches or your rabbi discusses or your imam preaches. If you believe that and you believe the tenets of your faith, then they were speaking about you. And I think if there's enough complaints there, and that's what they'd be complaining about the statement, you call for an apology, and that can happen. I mean, I think that's as good as you can hope for here. You're not going to get rid of Dianne Feinstein until she retires. Same with Dick Durbin.
Right. All right, let's go to Debbie in Birmingham, Alabama. You're on the air, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Go ahead.
Hey, welcome, guys.
Thanks.
Why is the American people not waking up? Why are they not standing up?
I think they are. I mean, look, she's the nominee, Judge Professor Barrett. She's going to be a judge. Elections have consequences. There's the consequence. Presidential appointments, especially to the judiciary, make a huge difference. There it is. And I think, look, the American people are standing up. So I think they have. All right, I'm going to try to grab this last call in if we can.
Rich in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, Rich, go ahead.
Hi, Jay. I have a simple understanding of American jurisprudence is that you are not judged until you make an action or a decision. And Feinstein's acting like Karnak the Great and judging a person.
Yeah, she's going to be able to view her within the future of how she's going to rule because she takes her faith seriously. The end result of that is, though, this nominee, Amy Barrett, will be a judge on the Seventh Circuit. And as Jordan said, there's probably not a lot of political consequences for those two senators. That does not mean that our people that are listening to this broadcast shouldn't call them and demand an apology.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's what you all should do. It's a very focused because this is who we've got on the record. It would be, I'd say, Senator Dianne Feinstein first, especially we've got a lot of California listeners. Yep, you guys aren't dealing with the hurricanes right now. So you pick up your phone, you call Dianne Feinstein's D.C. Senate office, you say, I'm a religious person, I was really offended how she treated that judicial nominee. She needs to issue an apology on that dogmatic statement, and I would be really satisfied by that. That's all you're asking for. Same goes for those of you out in Illinois. Call Dick Durbin's office, ask the same thing. Don't use that kind of language. I'm religious, and please issue an apology.
All right, that does it for the broadcast today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, ACLJ.